This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Apparently a lot of people liked my idea.
Which one?
Having Evan come in one day a week for me.
Oh, yeah.
They said, why don't you make it five?
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Oh, you got plans?
Hey, Willard and Dibbs in the house.
Tell them your joke you had when you got out the car at the golf course.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday.
Uh-oh. No, why? Dibs, I made it to Karika. Guru's still on the air.
Yeah.
We had a ball.
I swear to God, I'm at the Karika parking lot, and it's 227.
We had a ball.
And you guys couldn't lose him.
Wait a minute. If you can get there that fast, why'd you leave so early?
Okay.
Why don't you hit Waze before you leave?
No, he took the greatest thing going. Bart to the car, and then
that's the only way I can do it, to make it.
You got to Karika at 227?
No, I got to West Oakland at 227.
Okay. All right.
And I turned on the radio.
He's a little
and there he was at 227.
There he was.
Talking.
We had a ball.
We invited him to stay longer.
Same old talking points at 227. Yeah.
Good, though. Good.
Yeah, we had a ball.
Awesome. Tomorrow's not promised.
It never which is. Was great, yeah. It's great. I think you were here for that part of it. And then you walked us off.
He left.
Yeah, you dropped the bombshell and left.
Shot a 93.
Yeah, I had the same score yesterday.
No, I won't be leaving at 2 anymore. I don't have to. I can get there at 3.
Boss got to you?
He means nothing. First of all, it means absolutely nothing.
I think
last thing he said to me was, hey, if you didn't want to leave at 2, leave at 2. I said, okay.
2:11.
Yeah, day's getting longer.
I've left at 2.
And then suffer the consequences.
I left at 2. Go.
Yeah.
I've left at 2, I would say, 4% of the time.
Mm-hmm. But 87% you said you're leaving it too, and then you cower. Yeah.
Well, that's because I'm scared of Willard.
That's pretty good.
Like,
those are facts.
Like, today was not worth leaving early yesterday because I got to hear it.
Someone asked me. I rode the elevator because I went and got an extra coffee. So I rode the elevator 20 minutes ago, and I was asked, over under, what time do you think Steiny's leaving? And I'm not going to share with you what the over under was.
This is unreal.
But I said, oh, he's not going anywhere today.
Oh, boy.
We have a meeting today.
I know you have a meeting. I know you have a meeting.
But I'm like,
I love him.
He left at 1:59 and 50 seconds yesterday for golf. He's not going anywhere today.
See, now.
And you're cheesing.
That goo.
He's not
your
going.
Your Clint Eastwood, when they're not around.
Not
now it's little, okay when you say that.
Yeah. Eddie Haskell now.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
He's not going anywhere.
I mean, you know, it's free will up in here. You know?
Oh, let me guess, Goo.
Tomorrow's not promised.
There are two teams on the TV that aren't as good as the Warriors, but they're still playing.
Now, I got a bet to worry about tonight with Willard and Dibs.
You're in a lot of trouble.
I need a Laker
What's
win.
What's the bet? Yeah, this guy,
the Lakers were going to win a series.
I tell you, I'm coming here early on. I was because it was too funny. He comes flying out like 11:45 yesterday.
Oh!
And he sees me, and oh, hey, what's going on? Whatever, he goes to the bathroom, comes back in. He's getting, but before the next segment starts, door flies back open. He goes, hey, the bet was off, right?
We don't
have a bet, right?
I had to check my
And he had a big grin on his face, and it kind of like caught me off guard. Because when someone comes at you like that, you want to be like, well, yeah, you know what I mean? It's like,
it's
almost like someone asking you, you good? You good? Yeah, I'm good. The bet was off, right? That was off, right? And I'm like, No,
lost that last game to San Antonio, fell to the three.
But yeah. they were winning, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's down. Cue up the guru, but they were winning by seven.
Well.
Well, while we're in the NBA space, and okay. I know this is a Friday bit at 2 o'clock as far as what's bugging you.
Oh, I can't
but
wait.
But what's bugging me is what has happened to my precious association because you watched the Boston-Miami game last night. And they took 75 threes between them. 48.7% of the shots taken were threes. The drive, draw, and kick has turned into the drive and fling, the drive and chuck, or the pass, shoot the three. I'm just going to put it bluntly. I'm sick of it.
Man, I'm right with you.
To me, it's not quite unwatchable, but it's less enjoyable than a game where teams actually, I don't know, shoot the two. So if
there's
they don't
no
want
variety,
if they don't want exactly if they don't want to make the three good again, make the three
move it
like
back.
Widen the court by 2 feet, make the corner three uniform to the three above the break as we go around the association. It's bad, man. It's made the product less enjoyable to watch. It's kind of the base basketball version of the three true outcomes.
Respond to that, Steiny, because it's real.
Well, he agrees with me.
Your favorite player's problem. He caused it.
Steph?
Yes.
No, you're right. And it feels a little hypocritical to criticize it because the Warriors got their championships because of their groundbreaking approach. No, but now it is beyond the pale.
Man.
They have jumped the shark with the three ball, and I find it much less enjoyable to watch.
Did he cause it or did
the Rockets?
Or did analytics cause it?
I think you're right on both, but let
me be clear.
Okay.
Curry and Clay did is different than what every other team does.
How so?
They shoot it better.
The
idea that other teams could do what the Warriors do was flawed thinking in the
100%.
First place because they have two guys who shoot it better than anybody who's ever shot it. So other teams just started using the math. Well, the math works a lot better for the Warriors.
Well, they also have two guys who created threes through either breaking down their man or through ball movement, as opposed to what LeBron James, if you want to really blame someone, what LeBron James perfected was, I'm a physical freak, give me the ball, surround me with four people who are just standing there, which is what the Rockets then took even to another level with James Harden.
Yep.
Surround people who are just standing there to catch and shoot. And that's the brand of basketball that I don't find all that fun to watch. But
3-on-1 now, Willard. Well, they're kicking out a 3-on-1. They're throwing it, shooting it three wide.
Like, it's like any other sport, though, where someday you do figure it's going to have to change. Like tiger-proofing Augusta or what we talk about with, now you're throwing 102 miles an hour. What happens when that gets to 107?
Man.
You're going to move the mound or you're going to lower the mound.
Yep.
And
you think that's coming?
I mean, what, the 3-point line moving back or the mound? It's probably going to have to.
Man,
if you look at 1968,
someone's going to get killed.
And you look at the last time they lowered the mound, they lowered it from 15 inches to 10, which is where it currently sits. And it was because of a guy named Bob Gibson.
Oh, man.
Whose ERA was 1.12. That year, there were, I believe, 7 teams in baseball that hit less than 230 as a team. Mark and I did this last week. As of last week, there were 9 teams in baseball hitting below 230 this year. And the ERAs aren't going to be as good because pitchers usually only go 6 innings. But look around the league at guys throwing 97 plus. Every team's got probably at least two guys who can throw amazing, 97 man. Plus. The Giants have Doval and Jordan Hicks, yeah. and you can go around every team, and it's just garden variety now to throw 97 plus.
Yeah, just going back to basketball, where I think we're headed for a change is, so we've seen this kind of possession all the
time. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time where guy has the ball at the three-point line, somebody runs at him. They put the ball on the floor, they penetrate, then they kick back out.
Yep.
And
Jaquez to Robinson, Robinson to Hero, back to Jaquez.
And what does it always relate? And there's a three from somebody. So in the past, you broke down the defense, and if you got to play 5-on-4 or 4-on-3, you would get a good shot, maybe even a layup. Well, now it always ends up in a three-point shot, and what's the best three? Oh, the corner three. That's the one we all love.
What is it, 21-9 in
but,
the corner?
Yeah, but let's say, oh, they shoot 40% in the corners. Okay, that's still 2 out of 5. That means you've broken down the defense. You've got mid-range opportunities left and right, maybe even a quick pass for a layup. You're still getting the shot you want, but it's only a 40% shot still. That's that's where I think people are going to realize.
But you got to go north of 60% on your twos to beat that.
And that's why
3 out of 5 twos equals 2 out of 5 threes.
Right.
But what they're eschewing more and more are layups and stuff like that off penetration. Guy'll drive into the lane, big man comes to guard him, you bounce pass, he gets a layup. That's just an automatic two. Like those, they're not, teams don't look for that as much. They're looking for penetration and to kick it out more than penetration. Unless it's it's, you know, the alley-oop for the dunker spot.
To Mark's point about the math, though, so you'd have to go 3 for 3 on those penetrate and bounce pass layups in order to match you going 2 for 5 on the corner three.
Well, yeah, I would look at it. So 5 times we're playing at an advantage.
Right, 5-on-4 right, from the top of the circle.
Can we score 3 or 4 of those times?
You probably should. But
I mean, my math would be, if you can get that, the math is the math, and I'm going to have to say, well, you got to make 4 out of 5 two-pointers to equal 3 out of 5 three-pointers,
right,
which would still be better.
Point behind, yeah.
But three-pointers.
What maybe you're not factoring in, though, is it's more work. Like, I look...
Good point.
I look at the two-point shot, the layup, is kind of like, I don't know, like maybe like staying 10 minutes later at work.
Woo-hoo! And so, shots fired!
Wow. You have to be willing to put a little extra effort in order to get that payoff, or you could just mail in a three
oh,
and then, you know, go play golf.
211.
Yeah.
That's a point.
Dude, he went and got that one.
That was terrible.
If you weren't so afraid of him, you would rat-a-tat-tat right back at him.
No rat-a-tat-tat.
You would talk about, why do I have to stick around and carry you guys for that opening quarter hour?
Well, I know why I do. No, I know I have to carry you for the first half hour.
Because you're afraid of Willard.
No, because
there's a drop.
That's what the great. That's what the greats do. They put teams on their back.
I love it.
I mean, we've seen it with Steph. For
the
how many?
Simple solution to this is you widen the court and you make the corner three a real three, because then it won't be such a gimme shot. And the teams that rely on substandard shooters,
I wonder if that would even change it now.
You would not allow your substandard shooter to hoist and jack it up from 23-9.
It's not that it's a bad thought, but I wouldn't call that a simple solution. Changing the measurements of the game from what they've been forever, that's a huge change.
Baseball did it last year. They changed. What's the distance between first and second? It's not 90 feet.
Oh, I mean, you're talking about an inch.
Basketball.
It's more like 6 inches.
No.
3 inches on each bag.
Got a history of changing the rules.
Sure, but the size of the court.
It used to not be a three-point line.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
Your era.
And that's why, to me, that's the same as changing a few inches on stealing first to second base. Mm. If suddenly you took first and second, the first and third base lines, and just like, boom, angled them out toward the dugouts,
well, you get
that's what you're suggesting.
Yeah.
That's a huge change. Like, offenses would be completely reconstructed if the court were bigger, don't you think?
No, I think that offenses would realize that the three is more of a precious thing that you would only allow the good shooters to shoot, as opposed to now. Last night we had 75 threes hoisted, and Miami beat Boston.
Man.
Good on you. You made 23 threes. And the whole idea of it's a make-or-miss league has become... It's a make-or-miss league by guys hoisting from 21-9 or further. It used to be about, you know, Alex English getting in the mid-range and George Gervin. I'm not afraid to be the old guy in this conversation because I miss a more diverse basketball than what we have now.
I appreciate that.
Well, you make the court bigger.
I love the young
people. Late, Randy.
You make the court bigger, you're going to get, with today's offensive star, good luck stopping them. You give them more space, they're going to score whenever the hell they want.
But they'll do it in different ways.
Maybe.
Like mid-range, pull-up jumpers, and, you know, penetrate and kick and dunk and a lot more slashing to the hoop.
I just think the arc of a three-point shooter, they're only getting better. That three-pointer is only feeling more and more like a free throw. That's only going to be the next 10, 20, 30 years. That's only going to grow. So you move that corner three out another half foot, they'll hit that too. They'll hit that too at a very high rate. And if your court is now bigger, now it's an even more wide open game. And, you know, you're going to see games in the 140s and 150s, I would think, constantly.
Raise the rim.
You could do that.
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today.
I'm still standing on my spot. I want to see if you guys, if anything happened last night to make you think that Ayuk might get traded, because I'm a for sure no now.
May I share a tweet that Diana Rossini just sent?
Oh, boy. I like her, too.
She's good. I believe her.
Oh.
The 49ers have had conversations with teams, including with one picking in the top 10. About trading either of their prized wide receivers, Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel, in an effort to move up in the first round.
I am ready to go.
The wording of that is interesting on two fronts. Because first, Mike Silver was the first earlier today to put out, and it wasn't that long ago, the idea that teams are now asking about Deebo as well. And it does... It serves the same master, if you will.
No doubt.
Right? Like, what you're trying to do is only pay one receiver. And I actually dig this idea, even though Deebo said last week that he had been promised he won't be traded.
I missed that.
Yeah, he said
Mike
that.
Mike Dunleavy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. But anyway,
man.
To me, if you're going to keep one of these receivers, I'd absolutely much rather keep
we talked about
Brandon Ayuk. But the interesting wording here is... She says at the end, this isn't in an effort to clear their salary. It's in an effort to move up in the first round.
Yeah.
In other words, like there's a targeted players. I don't know.
Yeah,
got to be offensive.
That's
line.
A little bit of a different vibe than what we've been talking about, which was just resetting the wide receiver books.
Can you imagine? Right.
Well, if you're going to move up, if you trade Debo and number 31 and you get, let's just call it the 10th for the lack of a clarity on where it'd be in the top 10, then you go from 31 to 10 and you lose Debo. Maybe you get a fourth next year or something else back to compensate for it. And then you get maybe your offensive tackle of the future.
And now you get this change.
Ayuk gets that big bag, and then you draft a wide receiver somewhere in the second round, because the wide receiver draft is top heavy, but it's bottom full. There's the big three that everyone talks about, and then after that, there's 8 to 12 wide receivers, depending on whose mock you're looking at, who are all going to be second to third round guys. Yeah. And if you love one of them, they'll be available for you later in the draft, perhaps.
You guys like Benjamin Albright?
Love him.
Yeah, yeah, he knows what he's talking about,
too. Real BA.
He just, thank you.
You're welcome.
He just quoted, quote tweeted the Russini tweet and just wrote one word. Yep.
Whoa.
Which is a cosign to the report.
Thank you.
So one of them.
Thank you.
Could not, well, no,
I was unsure what yep actually meant.
No, meaning it like it's not showing agreement.
If they're
with
looking
the idea, it's showing agreement that yes,
the report,
these
right
conversations are underway.
You know what that is, right? It's a corroboration sensation.
I was going to say.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
I use that in the green room.
I was going to say conversation sensation, but that's way too.
Yeah, he's corroborating the report. Yeah.
I stole something coming in this morning,
here, guys.
What's wrong with
you? It's only 205.
You are?
Shout out, Puff. Yeah.
We had fun with the positions that hit in the draft, and then listeners were like, Willard and Dibbs did that last week.
Yeah, he stole your idea.
I stole it from the TV this morning. We had fun of.
Wait, what did we do? What was it?
Remember
since
the percentage of drafts that hit and miss.
Oh, the picks that hit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And wide receiver was last, and then Steiny, like only Steiny could do. What if a player gets two contracts from the same team, does that constitute as a hit? Or
that,
can it
that
be?
That is the hit, right?
That is the hit.
Right.
Yeah, there's a big loophole in this.
Right.
There's a
but
big
like
error.
Diggs would be a hit if he got his second contract. That's not a miss.
Like Amari Cooper is considered a miss.
Thank
AJ Brown.
Then that's why that is that low then. Because that's not.
But
I got an issue with that.
Guys no, there's an issue with it, but that's true. Trained. That's true for every position. But yes,
now it's about tenure.
Well, look, there's no perfect way to describe hit or miss. How do you describe that?
I would say Diggs has panned out and so has Amari.
Of course, but again, now we're getting into the realm of opinion. You have to, in order to make a chart, you had to actually have a factual way to do it. There's definitely a hole in the way that they built that, because as we said yesterday, it would mean that A.J. Brown is a miss and Daniel Jones is a hit.
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
And that's obviously not accurate.
It might be too simplistic, but Mark's right. It is simplistic across the board.
Yeah, right. And it gives you an idea.
Okay. And because O-linemen, that's the one I think.
And, well, the centers are 10 for 11 or something.
Yes, they are.
And offensive linemen, I do think, are the easiest. They are the easiest, like, famous offensive lineman bus. Tony Mandrich, and what's the next one? Right. Like, there's really...
No, there's
like,
one more.
There's not that many.
There is one
good time
more
to promote Tony Mandrich's appearance on I'm Listening with our
good
boss.
Job,
you can find it on the Odyssey app.
Boss killing it.
Yeah. Huh? Really good interview talking about what Tony went through mentally and emotionally after he went from boom to bust.
Him and Bosworth, the biggest bust to me. Mandrich and
I mean, among those positions,
Jamarcus Russell, Wiley,
and I hate to say this to you, Goo, because
it's
Trey Lance.
Well, I thought we had a great time yesterday saying I made an argument that he's only played quarterback four games.
Correct.
We could make the argument that he's not in that group.
No, he's
like not. I'm excited to see what Lance can do.
He's not in Bustville yet, but he's shopping for a house.
Help me, Willard, you had my back yesterday. Four games.
What?
With
it's only been four games.
Yeah. Four good games.
No, but I come from the area code of there's a reason he's only been allowed to start four games.
Like coaches
broke his ankle.
Practice matters.
He broke his ankle.
Coaches
practice
matters.
Boss's job to injury.
Yeah. Gotta beat somebody out. Lost we don't just job. Hand you positions.
Lost his job to injury after the head coach had already gone to the owner and said, we got a seventh rounder who's
and
way
so
better.
And so did, who was it, Trent Williams and
Fred Warner.
That was incredible.
Seems like they might know football.
If Trey goes on to start and play somewhere and actually get a gig and play pretty well,
or
then,
get a shot.
Then he can move out of Busville. He's not in Busville yet, but he's looking for a home.
Although you could argue there's two different ways to define the word bust. And you could firmly say bust because the team that freaked out to get him does not get to keep him. For the 49ers, Trey Lance was a bust.
So the James Wiseman thing.
Right.
You can be Lou Alcindor in Detroit.
James is going to be a bust. No matter what.
And Matt Jones in his rookie year led his team to the playoffs.
Detroit?
Good friend of mine yesterday, he's like, hey, where'd that guy that the Warriors drafted, that big guy, go?
This is James Wiseman.
Left me a message.
There you go, Grant.
By the time I called him back, he's like, yeah, I Googled it. He went to Detroit. Man, he hasn't done a damn thing, has he?
Oh, boy.
I said, yeah, pal. He got a Google.
Could you imagine had they hit on that where he would be right now for this franchise? Hey, Curry.
I can't imagine this.
Here's the baton. So, you know what? He would be out of his puberty. He would be ready. Player.
What if he was...
I'm just saying if he was good.
What if he was Alperen Şengün?
No doubt.
Wow. What if he was Şengün?
Well, then we talk. Then he'd be better.
We'd be still in the dynasty window.
You would think you got something for the future, Stein.
I mean, Şengün's a real one now.
He's a badass.
Yes, he's a great player.
I hate they went
he's
on a
so
run
good that they
him.
Got better without him.
Because
all he does is clog the middle. What time is it?
You got two more minutes.
Yeah, you got one
there.
More minute.
Oh, this has been a good game.
But Mac Jones led his team to the playoffs in the first year.
Oh, God.
I know it's bad. But damn, that don't get me out of Busville. I know you're not on the team anymore,
Trevor Lawrence, firmly.
What
in
word
Busville.
Would you use for Trevor?
Oh, Trevor's not a bust
good.
At all.
Trevor's a good player.
Yeah.
But how far are we away from is he the guy?
He doesn't live in Busville, but he doesn't live in elite town.
No,
he lives in between those two places.
Yeah, like you don't I mean there's gotta be some sort of a middle ground.
Won a playoff game.
I don't think Trevor Lawrence is even like that's not he's not a bust.
He lives in Fairfield.
Yeah. He's good. He's good.
Do you think Caleb Williams is like I don't know.
Wow, this is what we were playing with.
Yeah,
that backyard stuff
gonna
you
get
do
into
ain't going to work on Sundays when you
backyard boogie
friend
targeted.
I know this question's been bouncing around the building so far today, but there's a different way or different reason I'm looking for the answer. If the Niners had the first pick in the draft tonight,
man,
would you take Caleb?
And that's a great question.
I'm being real. I'm saying no. Dibs, I don't know where you're at.
I probably would lean no.
Okay. Only lean, though. Why lean?
I'll tell you why. Is because it's not because I think Purdy's the greatest quarterback of all time. It's because of just the uncertainty that I saw in 2021. Mm. Like, I just don't think there's sure things.
PTSD?
Quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You're talking about Purdy or Caleb?
Caleb.
No, what I'm saying is...
The 2021 class.
What I'm saying is I'm not necessarily passing on Caleb Williams because I think Purdy's great. It's... I don't know that Caleb Williams is going to be any good.
No, that is my
like Purdy's
main,
good enough now.
What I don't and I do think that this is what happens. The draft is exciting, and we're on Twitter, and everyone's waiting now. Ooh,
but you've seen Brock though.
But that's the point. Like we get overly excited about shopping. We love to go shopping.
Bird
and this
in the
is
hand
new
is better
stuff.
Than two in the draft.
But just I want to remind everyone. But half the time when you open up a Christmas or a Hanukkah present, you return it. So I know it's exciting to open the presents, but at least half the time it doesn't fit. And so whether you're talking Purdy or Caleb or the actual thing we're talking about, Brandon Ayuk and his replacement, I am going to every time.
Man.
I will pick the one that I know can play.
Right.
Versus and I'm willing to pay for it.
So you got your Caleb Williams technically with Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy. By the way, pay the over.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
The line's always set at 212.
No, I've been hearing that, Willard.
It's always set at 212. Yeah.
He's not even on the shoulder.
All right, I gotta go.
What?
Nah, you're bothering me now.
Tomorrow's a payday Friday. You're gonna set the line at 206. 206.
I don't even know if we'll be here.
You know what? I may have to make an airport run, so I may be here till 2:27.
Oh, look at you. You're welcome to.
Just stay for the whole show if you want.
All right, gents.
When's the flight?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
We'll be listening.
All right, gents.
Yeah.
Countdown to draft.
What's the name of the station?
I think you know it.
Okay.
95.7, the game.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.